Okay, let's learn Tainis Daf Yud Dalid Amar Aleph. We left off with Amar Rav Ashi. We were in the middle of discussing that the middle fast days, how many brachos we daven in Shemona Esrei on the middle three fast days. So Amar Rav Ashi Masnisin Nami Deka, that our Mishnah, we can prove from our Mishnah that in the middle set of fast days, we say 24 brachos in Shemona Esrei and not 18. The Katani, because the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Beis, Ma Ilu Yisei Rosal Rishonos, El Shabe Ilu Matriin Vinol, and Esachanuyos, what makes the last set of seven fast days more than the middle set of fast days, that in the last set of fast days we blow shofars and we lock up the stores. But for everything else, including the number of brachos in Shemona Esrei, they're exactly the same. So that must be that must mean that just like we say 24 brachos in Shemona Esrei in the last set of fast days, we do the same in the middle set of fast days. In the Mishnah, we left some other items off of the list of the differences between the middle set of fast days and the last set of fast days. But it says ma'elu sounds like we're mentioning every last difference. Vitizbra, ma'elu dafkahu. Do you really think ma'elu means we're mentioning every difference? Vashir la teva. What do you mean? We left out another difference between the middle set of fast days and the last set of fast days, namely whether you bring the aron out into the street. So it says, Mari, imishum teva lav shiruhu. That would not be called something that's left off the list. Mishum de kachash of labi idach pirka. That's not called left off the list because that's mentioned in Mishnayis. You just have to wait till we get to the next parak in daf tezvav. That's in one daf from now. We're going to mention that. So the Gemara says, Hashadas Tachi. Once we can be mechadish that the Mishnayos rely on what we're going to say in later prakrim, Esrim Rabba Nami Lav Shiruhu. So to say that we leave off the list the number of brachos that we're going to say in Shemona Esrei as a difference between the middle fast days and the last fast days, we don't have to say that it was an omission from the list. The Katani Labidach Pirka, because that halacha, that issue of how many brachos is also going to be mentioned in another parak. So we don't even have to say that it's considered to be something that's left off the list. So the Gemara concludes that it could be that in the middle fast days that we don't say 24 brachos. And the Braisa that says that the only difference between a Yachad and a Tzibur is that a Yachad davens 18 brachos and a Tzibur davens 19, it's talking about a Shliach Tzibur that davens 19 brachos. And it's the first set of fast days and the second set of fast days where he davens 19 brachos and not 24 brachos. So the Gemara discusses, what about about this Pesach Halacha? The Gemara is going to say, okay, how do we paskin Halacha L'maisa? Remember, way back when, we had a Machlokas, a Yachid who's fasting. When should he say Anenu? Should it be its own separate bracha, or should he just add in Shomea Tefillah? So my Haviela, what did we ever say at the end of the day over there? So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Sisartai, V'chein Amar Rav Chia Barashi Amarav, Rav Shmuel Bar Sisartai, and Rav Chia Barashi Amarav say that a Yachid adds Anenu as a separate bracha, Ben Goel Lerofe, Ravashi Mishmei Drabian, Brid Rabbi Shmuel, Bishomea Tvila. That he adds it included in the Brach of Shomea Tvila, Vihilchasa, Bishomea Tvila. And the halacha is he adds it in Shomea Tvila, that a Yachid who fasts does not say a Neinu as a separate Brach, it just becomes part of Shomea Tvila. So let's make that a main point. Halacha Lemaisa, a Yachid says a Neinu in Shomea Tvila. Great. So now the Gemara is going to discuss which fast days weak people fast, like even pregnant people and nursing people, and it's going to bring a stira between Brisos about this issue of when pregnant women and nursing women fast and don't fast. Tanicha, do we have one Brisa that says Ubros? It's an important concept. Ubros, a pregnant woman, Umenikos, and a nursing woman, Misanos Barishonos, fast in the first set of fast days, Vein Misanos Ba'achronos. Remember, we're talking about the sets of fast days that they would fast when it hasn't yet rained in Israel, and they're fasting for rain. So the pregnant women and nursing women fast the first set of three, but not the last set. V'tani Idoch, we have another Braisa, Misanos Ba'achronos, that they fast in the later ones, Vein Misanos Barishonos, but not the first ones. V'tani Idoch, then we have a third Braisa, Ein Misanos Lo'Barishonos Lo'Ba'achronos, that they don't fast on the first ones or the last ones. So three separate braises that tells three different things about what pregnant and nursing women do about these fast days. Amar Ravashi says, it's not a machlokas at all. All three braises agree. Nekotem tziyasa biyadcha, Dimitartzum kulu. Assume that the middle fast days are the ones that they fast, and that way all the brisas will be answered. Each brisa refers to these middle fast days by a different name. Meaning, what do they do? They fast only the middle fast days, not the first, not the last. So the first brisa calls the middle ones the early ones. So it says they fast the early ones and not the later ones. The second brisa calls the middle fast days the later ones, because they're later than the early ones. So that's why it says that they don't fast the early ones, but they do fast the later ones. The third brisa only calls the first one, it only talks about the first set and the last set, and not about the middle set. So it says that they don't fast at all, not the first ones, not the last ones, because it's not even talking about the middle set. So all three brisas are exactly right. So it turns out that the pregnant and nursing women only fast on the middle fast days, not the last one, even though normally the last fast days are considered much more chamor, much more severe than the middle fast days, because the last fast days have seven of them. So we don't think a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, could stand it to fast for seven fast days. So they don't fast the first fast days because that's not as severe of a fast day. Hashem is not that angry yet, so we don't need to get them involved yet. So let's make a main point out of that. Pregnant and nursing women only fast. Pregnant and nursing women only fast the middle set of fast days. Only fast the middle set of fast days. Good. The Mishnah had said, Ma elu yaseros al harishonos. In what way are the seven last fast days more strict than the first six fast days, meaning than the first ones and the middle ones? El shabele matrin v'nol in esachanuyos. And the last set of fast days, we blow the shofar and we close the stores. So Gemara explains, b'may matrin, what does it mean that we do matrin, that we cry out? So Rabbi Yudah amar b'shofaros. It means that we blow the shofar, that by each bracha of these additional six brachas that we add into Shemon Esrei, we blow a shofar. Rabbi Yudah b'reid of Shmuel Garshilas m'shmei derav amar ba'anenu. No, matrin means that during tefillah, we cry out during the tefillah of anenu. So the Gemara is going to explain what are they arguing about. So that the one that says that it means crying out in anenu would say that we don't use a shofar on the fast days. And the one that says that we use the shofar would hold that we don't cry out during anenu, and each one disagrees with the other one. But we said that there are seven fast days where you have at least 18 cryings out. So you see that since we add six brachas into the Shemon Esrei each day, and we daven 24 brachas, so for each additional bracha, there are three truos that equal 18 cryings out, right? That's why it's 18 crying outs, because it's six extra brachos, and each bracha gets three blasts. So the similar davar Yericho, and the way to remember it is when Yeshua took the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and the walls of Yericho came down when we blew the shofaros. So you'll be able to know that that a shofar is something that we associate with tefillah. The Yericho shofaros hava in Yericho, it was with shofaros. The tiyufta l'man diyam rabba aneinu. So it's a tiyufta. It's a major question on the opinion that says that matrin just means that we cry out during aneinu. What do you mean? It means we cry out during aneinu. We have explicit that you're supposed to use a shofar. Ela b'shofaros tukuliam lo'pligi tukari la'atra. Now, of course, hatra'a means, when we say matrian on these seven last fast days, of course it means with a shofar. Ki pligi ba'anenu. They argue whether it also means during anenu. Mar savar kari la'atra'a. One says that anenu is called hatra'a. Umar savar lo kari la'atra'a. And the other one says that it's not called hatra'a. So the man diyamar ba'anenu kol shken b'shofaros. The one that says that when we say matrin, it means we do it in anenu, would say, of course, we are matrin b'shofaros as well, that for sure. Ulaman diyam b'shofaros, and one says b'shofaros, aval ba'anenu lo, but with anenu, we would not do it. So now the Gemara is going to ask, on the opinion that holds that anenu means that matrin includes anenu as well. But before we do that, let's make a main point out of this. And that is, all agree we use shofars on the last seven fast days with the additional brachos. But machlokas, whether we cry out during Anenu as well. So now the Gemara asks on review the Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, who holds that Tfilas Anenu is called Matrian as well. Vatanya, but we have a Brais with Sharkal, Mina Peronios, and Misrakshos, Kigon, Chikuch, all other sorts of suffering that come, like dry boils that cause a lot of itching, and Chagav, and grasshoppers, and Zvuvitzira, and all sorts of gnats and insects that bite people, Vietushin, and again, other types of insects that go into people's noses and eyes and are very annoying, like midges in Cleveland many years ago when Jabba Chamberlain was pitching for the Yankees in a playoff game. There were these little gnats that were all over the place, swarming the field in Cleveland. So these kinds of things, it's like a plague. Vishiluach nechashim v'akrabim, or if there are snakes and scorpions all around, loy matrin elatzoakin. They wouldn't be matrin, instead they would just cry out. So miditzaka bapeh hatra b'shofaros. Isn't this a proof that the word matrin can't mean crying out? Because it says that they wouldn't be matria, instead they would cry out. So isn't this a proof against Rabbi Dov Shmuel, who reviewed the Braid of Shmuel Bar Shilas, who said that matrin includes the idea of crying out during anenu? So the Gemara answers, you're right. From this price, it's clear that davening with your mouth is not called hatra'a, it's called sa'aka. But nevertheless, not everyone agrees with that. Tanayhi, it's actually machlokas tanayim. De tanan, al elu matriyan b'shabbos. For the following tsaros, we're allowed to be matriya on Shabbos. Al irshe kifua gayis, if a city's been surrounded by enemy soldiers. O nahar, or a river's gonna flood out the city. Al svina hamatarefes, if a boat is lost at sea, bayam. Rabbi Yossi omer la Ezra. Rabbi Yossi says we cry out for help, that people should come and help. Avalolu tsa'aka, but not in a form of tefillah. When we say we cry out, it means we cry out to call the police and to call the services that will come help us, but not to cry out in tefillah on Shabbos, because since we're not so sure that our tefillahs are going to help, so we don't allow crying out on Shabbos just for such a tefillah. So the Gemara says, "B'mai, what type of matrian are we talking about? Ilem b'shofros, we're talking about shofros b'Shabbos mishari. You think we're allowing them to blow shofar on Shabbos? Elalav ba'anenu. No, it must be that it's talking about anenu. V'kari le'atra. And you see, how do we refer to davening, to calling out with our voices? Hatra, we don't call it tsa'aka. So you see, it's a machlokas tanaim, whether the word matrian can also mean using our mouths. Let's make that a main point. Machlokas tanaim, whether matrian can be verbal or oral rather than with a shofar. Rather than only with a shofar. Now the Mishnah had said the order of the fast days for rain includes 13 fast days. So, right, we have the original 3, then the next 3, then the next 7. So now the Gemara is going to bring a number of fast days that we could fast for different piranhas, for different sufferings that are not connected to rain at all. So we start with a story. The story goes as follows. And B'shnei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Havatzara. During the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, there was a certain suffering that caused a lot of pain to people, and it had nothing to do with rain. So Gozar Talas Esrei Tainios. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was Gozar 13 fast days, Veloiani, and they weren't answered. The Tzara didn't go away. Savar L'migzar Tfei. He wanted to be Gozar more fast days. Amale Rabbi Yami said, Iev Shaligzar Hare Amru Ein Matrich Nasatzibur Yosu Midai. You can't be Gozar more than 13. Because he can't be matriach the tzibur too much. You're not allowed to cause him so much suffering. Amar Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Da'avad Rabbi Ami Ligarmehu Da'avad. When the Gemara brings an opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Ami, we said when Rabbi Ami said this, that you're not allowed to be gozer more than 13 fast days, that was his own thing that he said. But that's not really true. That's not the halacha. Elahachiam Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shanu Ela Ligeshamim Aval Lisharmini Pranios Misan V'Ochanan. their limit of 13 fast days is only for rain. But if you're fasting for other things, then you just keep on fasting until you get answered. Tanya Nami Achdi, and we have a brisa that says like that, Kshamru Shalosh, Kshamru Sheva, Lo Amru Ela, L'Gashamim, Ava L'Sharmi Nepranios, Masan V'Alchana Cheyanu, that these are only rain-related fast days, but when it comes to other types of fast days, keep on fasting until you get answered. L'Leima, Te'avi Te'yufti, D'Rabi Ami, we should say that this explicit brisa that we just quoted, this Tanya Nami Achdi, is a major kash on Rabbi Ami, because Rabbi Ami said that for nothing can you fast more than 13 fast days. So Amlecha Rabbi Ami Tanayi. Rabbi Ami will say, you're right, that price is against me, but it's machlokas Tanayim. Titania in goes and Yosem Yishol Shesh Titania Yosal Sibur Lefishen Matrich Nesibur Yosem Yidai. Divrei Rabbi holds, like me, that you're not allowed to fast more than 13 times. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lomer Lomen Hashem Uzeh Umrei Sheyotza Zmana Shol Revia. That's not true. It's just that after 13 fast days, there's no limit of 13. It's just that after 13 fast days, it's not time for it to rain anymore. So let's make the last main point now, which is Machlokas Amoraim and Tanaim, whether we can fast, whether we can institute more than 13 fast days for non-rain related problems. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll finish the parak and we'll start with Sholchulei B'nei Ninveh next time.